Welcome to Fab Forecast number 2. In this edition, Andy's been out and about and recorded a very special big interview. There's a celebrity-packed gadgets question, and we, the Fab Four, chew the fat about all things running and much more. So let's get over to the studio. Okay, well, here we are at F4 Studios recording the second of the Fab Four podcasts. I'm joined by Andy, Nick, Jay's joined us today as well for the first time. And of course myself, Steve. I guess it's the first time that the four of us have been together since April the 17th, is it? And the London Marathon.
I think it is, yeah.
The rumours aren't right, then we do get seen together occasionally.
Yeah, we do.
Well, before we start, we've got one big thing that's actually got to happen, and I'll hand over to you, Andy, because it's an apology of sorts, I believe.
Not really. We were going to do we were thinking about having an apology from last time, but because we did mention a certain Dan Hooking didn't turn up for when we went out for a beer, but we decided that we weren't going to apologise for him at all.
Okay, what have we all been up to?
I think the most pressing thing is, as we all have our dishwater in hand, Jay hasn't ever tried it before, so I'd like to find out, just for an unbiased opinion from a caveman, about the dishwater.
Well, considering I've finished it,
there's nothing left. It's gone.
It's not too bad.
I was
skeptical. Skeptical when I came in, but
do you feel better for drinking it?
Well,
you should be detoxed.
Yeah, well, I've been detoxing with plenty of water recently, anyway. So, but no, it's not bad. I mean, I might consider a second cup.
Don't push it.
I was going to say, I haven't been offered yet.
No, it's quite nice.
Yeah, needless to say, what flavour was yours?
Chocolate orange, apparently.
Yeah, well, that's the favourite. I've stuck with what I know and enjoyed that one.
I've gone for a different flavour today.
Oh, come on, Nick. Tell us about it.
Well, I've gone for, as Andy said, a superfood.
Acai berry.
Isn't it?
Yeah, indeed.
Yeah, it doesn't look like dishwater. Looks like Lemsip, but it's not bad.
Lemsip, okay.
Yeah.
Does it taste like Lemsip?
Nah, it's not bad at all.
Have you got a headache?
No.
Works like Lemsip now.
It's very effective.
Absolutely.
Right, what have we all been up to? I guess it's only been a short time since the last one, but I think there's been a fair few things going on. Andy?
I've been training loads, doing lots and lots. A couple of races, a couple of good results. One very good, one a bit disappointing, but still okay. Peterborough, I did the Peterborough half marathon. Very, very happy to get under 2 hours for that. Very happy. Went and did the standalone 10K. Really wanted a time for under 55 minutes. That was the goal. Start of the year, that was my goal, must get under 55 minutes. And I was offered a pacing session going round, and very happy to say that Dan Hooking said, yep, I'll pace you round, I'll definitely get you to underneath 55 minutes. Well, I thought, brilliant.
And?
55.05.
He failed,
yeah.
You didn't, you were just doing as you were told, I suppose.
Yeah, I just followed the elite runner's advice.
So don't get paced by Danny Hukins,
the
moral of that one.
That could be, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's just poor. But I expected him, and I out-dipped him on the line as well, I think.
And
I came in before him at Peterborough as well.
So you've beaten him twice now in twice in 2 weeks.
Twice in a fortnight, yeah.
Ooh. Game on. Game
absolutely,
on.
Absolutely, yeah.
Maybe in the future, for pacing, get a Boy Scout like Ron Cohen does.
From what I can make out, they're more effective.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But then the following week, you got paced around by Danny Hukin and Peterborough.
But also I got paced around by Sarah Hukin as well. So it must have been Sarah that made sure that I did so that time with a 21-minute PB.
21 minutes?
21 minutes.
Excellent.
Dear.
So Sarah was dragging Danny round?
Yeah, obviously by the facts that Andy put forward as regards to standalone, it's what must have been true.
Right. Excellent.
Right.
The other bonus about Peterborough, I didn't get to see the crazy lady this time. Last year, that crazy lady met me at 11 miles saying, I'll get you. This time didn't happen.
There's a bit of a pattern developing here, isn't there? Because there was the crazy pills in the London Marathon, the crazy woman in Peterborough last year. What's going on, Nick?
It must be something to do with me running and crazy ladies. So I think this pattern's probably going to continue going forward.
Right.
Did we have any Yogi's going through the underpasses?
Well, we had the Yogi at the British 10K in July, but it's a bit of a smaller version of Yogi because it's a smaller underpass.
Okay.
It's more like Oggy.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Also, during Peterborough, I did manage to keep everyone going by singing a medley of Beatles songs for the first 5 miles until Danny Hukin gave me a funny look, in other words, sort of clear off, which may probably got me forcibly forward to the end of the race. So
that's his method of pacing you.
Yeah.
Just rushing you around.
Exactly.
Well, I've got some stories about him singing, but we won't go into those here at the moment. Jay, what have you been up to? It's a long time since.
It's been a long time. Yeah.
Where should we start?
Yeah. Well, I haven't been doing a great deal, to be honest. I mean, in the last couple of weeks, I've ventured out with a couple of 5Ks. Just with the starters on a Thursday night, just really getting back on my feet from London. Really, I'd had a break from everything after London, and just a few, I tried to keep it up, tried to keep up with the running and the exercise, and I let it all slip, really, to be honest. And as I say, I'm just starting the slow road back now, and a couple of 5K so far, and. Just going to try and increase it from there, really.
Well, do you think it's an effect of running London that you get to the point where you've had enough and you want to break?
Yeah, I mean, I heard other people within the club have had similar experiences from the Silverstone Half and Peterborough last year. And, some people call it the post-marathon blues. And, to some point, you have to say that there's something in that because, I wasn't to the feeling like the point that I was going to totally give up, but I certainly, after having a break, I found it very hard to get back. I'd sort of lost a little bit of love for the sport for a while and for myself really, but I've sort of turned that corner now, and the last couple of trips out have been very enjoyable.
It is a strange one, isn't it? Because I remember after we all did Silverstone together and everybody trained for that, and along with a lot of other people as well, and there were people after that just who had nothing else planned and just felt that they didn't want to do anymore because there was no target set and you've almost achieved what you wanted to do and where do you go from there sort of thing.
I had signed up for Peterborough for this year, but I just felt that because I'd taken such a long time to come back, and a half marathon was way outside what I was going to be able to run. So I've got no plans at the moment to do anything, but I'll the next plan will be another half marathon, probably maybe looking at March, April next year, maybe even Silverstone, I don't know, or Milton Keynes. I still want to carry on. I can still do the winter training, which I enjoy. Set some new goals from the turn of the year, really.
So the key is Jay's back, pounding the streets.
I'm back, and enjoying it.
And rumours are that you'd be pulling a club around behind you as well. what's going on there? Come on.
Yeah. Well, I've been following, over the last 3 or 4 weeks, I've been following this diet called the Paleo diet, recommended to me by a family friend who's a personal trainer. He swears by the diet. He himself, does the Ironman competitions all around the world, and he swears by the diet, and it's quite hard to get involved with it to start with. You know, it's a massive change from what I'm used to, and it's really geared around foods that the cavemen, you know, or the Paleolithic people would eat, and effectively it's lean meats, green vegetables, fruit, and sort of healthy oils, nuts and seeds, olive oil, things like that. No processed foods, no dairy foods, apart from you can have eggs, no sugar. So it's effectively it's quite high in protein and low in carbohydrate. The reason that the diet works is that you, by eating quite a lot of protein, it makes you feel fuller for longer, whereas with carbohydrate it's a little bit, you know, a little bit like when you have a bowl of pasta, you know, maybe a couple of hours down the line you want some more, and it's, you know, with a protein based diet you don't feel that hungry. It's restrictive, so, you know, I'm just sort of treading carefully at the moment. I've had some good weight loss over the last 4 weeks. I've lost just over 20 pound in weight now, so I'm sort of getting back on my feet with that. And you know, at the end of the day, it's all in the mind. It's, you know, once you get the mindset right, you know, it's quite easy to follow. But you know, I've got various books and recipes that I want to try, because as I say, being a bit restrictive, you know, you do have to look a bit further afield to you know, to make meal plans together, and because it's not your run of the mill, you know, slice of toast in the morning, you know, there's no bread on the diet, there's no processed foods, so it's a healthy way to eat.
Yeah,
but it's a big change. And
how do you think that will relate to the running? So I know most runners that do the distance work, you normally have they always say carb load and have lots of carbs.
That's right.
So
yeah,
I mean obviously the
carbohydrate is still, you know, within the fruits and vegetables. Yeah. Obviously, you know, the fact that there's no rice and no pasta, I mean, you can, and I know, you know, when I do need to talk to the guy again about, because there's a different angle on the diet for people that run.
Sure.
Because, you know, I mean, although he would follow the diet, you know, when he's doing an Ironman competition, he's still using gels or liquids or things like that.
I'd guess that you've got to break that down though as well, because you've got an athlete like your guy,
yeah,
is, who will probably be more focused in what he's eating with regards to his running and everything. Well, you've got guys like us who probably need and want to lose weight.
Yeah, and I think that's that's the primary reason at the moment, is that, you know, before I can really get back into, you know, pounding the streets properly and training for something and having a goal, is to really shed some weight first. So, you know, I don't think it's not a short-term solution. I've been on many diets of many, many types in the past, and never really been able to stick to one particular thing. But, you know, this is a, you know, so far so good, and it's a, it still allows me to go out and you know, I can go out and have a meal with a family to a restaurant and still pretty much follow,
yeah,
you know, a plan. So
yeah. I think the important thing is having a plan.
It is. Well, I mean, you can probably sidestep it and diversify a little bit. I mean, even with your green tea here, I mean, yeah, you know, I'm generally drinking water and nothing else.
Yeah.
I do have a couple of cups of a black coffee a day, only because I don't want to go without, yeah, caffeine totally. It's difficult to do that, but again, I'm sure we can diversify into things like herbal teas and that, just to change it up a little bit, because again, a lot of people fail on diets because they get bored.
Yeah. Where do you go for your mammoth steaks then, because I haven't seen those on the shelves now,
in actual fact, no. Unfortunately, the books that I've got are obviously written by, you know, an American doctor. So in the recipe book, there are things for, recipes for bison ribs and stuff like that, and I haven't been able to find anything at the moment. Maybe I could get the girls that go to Sharon and Jane to bring me back some stuff from America.
We'll have to get together a shopping list for. We've got a little plan on that one, which we'll talk about a bit later on. But
absolutely,
add by some ribs to the list.
Yeah. Right? Well, I guess the thing is, you know, we'll keep across that on the website.
Yeah,
and get some recipes up on there and whatever, everyone can give it a go and see what they think.
I'm gonna talk to recipes. I'm gonna give some of the ones. I'll get one as well every month, as most of us probably do. And there's always three or four different recipes in there, and I'm going to try a few of those and cook those just to see what they're like. So, I'll give those comments.
Excellent.
On them once I've cooked them up. So.
Okay.
What about you, Steve? What have you been up to?
Moving on. no, it's the same old thing for me. I've been spinning and doing a bit of spinning.
A bit more spinning?
Occasionally get the odd spin in there
as
well.
Okay.
Now, I've been working quite hard at the gym. Every time I start running at the moment, I seem to break down with something different. But I'm seeing our trusty physio, Kieran, at the moment. And I feel great, as it happens. I feel fit. I don't feel any aches or pains or anything from what I'm doing, but I haven't run. So,
do you find certain spin sessions give you a headache?
No.
No? Well, do you wear the earplugs now?
Occasionally, it has been known that there's a bit of hollering going on in the background in some of the some of the spin sessions. I did turn round after one of them and noticed Danny there in full voice, Danny Hukin. Yeah, it's that name kept cropping up again, isn't it? And which is a bit off-putting. It's off-putting more than headache-inducing at the moment.
It?
Yeah, but rumour is there could be some more karaoke style spinning on the way pretty shortly at the gym.
Really?
Which, really looking forward to that one, I can tell you. I think that would be headaches and everything else. And it comes from a certain female. So perhaps more on that one nearer the time, when that one happens. But it's good. And at the moment, touch wood, everything's okay. I've got 2 or 3 more weeks, I'm told, of some exercise before we can start some light stuff on the treadmill and then go from there. And hopefully we're back up on the road. And how many times have I said that?
We may all be seen in one place together very soon, hopefully.
Oh, yeah. I think there was a picture, wasn't there, training for London of us all plodding around the track together.
Yeah, there was.
Obviously, the photograph wasn't in black and white either.
Has faded a little bit, though.
Yeah.
You'll find the coaching has changed at the Spartans.
Will I?
Yeah. There's some karaoke. We had a bit of karaoke last time. Myself and Nick took a session. There was karaoke afterwards.
Seems to be the in thing, doesn't it?
Yeah. It does.
Karaoke singing.
Yeah, absolutely.
See what certain people have brought to running.
Absolutely.
Yeah. If you get some round,
indeed.
Well, there's a massive new crop of starters now. I mean, I didn't recognise probably 80% of the runners out the last Thursday I was out. But again, I mean, you know, a lot of them that I was talking to have got their own little personal targets and little 10Ks and half marathons for next year. So, it was good to interact with, you know.
Yeah.
On the social side again, and you know, just find out what other people are up to. And you know, some people have already trained, you know, have already got their places for London for next year, and looking or not looking forward to the winter training sessions and what they're letting themselves in for. But you can only be supportive to them and give them a point in the right direction.
Yeah, I have to point out, I'm a reject this year.
I was just going to say, we ought to have a quick run around and see who's whatever. I've got the fleece, unfortunately. The infamous fleece of a reject.
Yeah, I also have the fleece. And
I haven't got the fleece, but I am a reject. Yeah. I decided on the buy now, pay later.
Yeah, so I did as well, actually, funny.
Yeah. So they actually had enough of us last year, but the sound of things, and thought we're not going to have that again. Well, maybe we'll get in the Christmas ballot.
If we're unlucky,
Spartans,
yeah.
if we're unlucky. But okay. Which leads us on to... Sorry, Joe?
No, I was just going to say, are you looking at any marathons for next year then?
Toying with Milton Keynes. There's a new Milton Keynes marathon, which is the week after London.
Heard of that one, yeah.
So I'm toying with that, but I'm not sure. I want to do the marathon training, but a lot depends on what's happening for myself. So we'll either be doing something or doing nothing. And just at the minute, it's all up in the air.
Yeah, I've got nothing planned. I mean, the Milton Keynes one, I guess, probably looks the one if you're going to look at one around that time, because the others are booked up, obviously, London, Brighton, unless you go overseas. I am half toying with the idea of Dublin as well in October next year.
Okay.
Purely because I've got relatives out there and, you know, can make the trip quite easily, but that would be later in the year.
Yeah, I suppose there'll be a bit of hydration taking place in Dublin as well.
Well, that's it. It's an ideal place for hydration. There's lots of hydration stations around before and after the marathon, which is most important.
Yeah, could help with the iron levels as well. So
yeah,
that'd be good.
Yeah.
What about yourself, Nick? You were looking at some overseas.
Yeah, well, obviously that's a long term in the future. So I'd like to do London again next year. I think I was torn the idea whether to or not, but I did enjoy the training for London this year. Another ambition of mine is actually about to run during March. The last 2 years, each March, I get injured, so I only run 11 months of the year, so it'd be nice to have one run in March as well. But going back to like overseas races, you know, it's a nice ambition of mine actually to go and run in some races around Europe. I noticed there's a half marathon in Munich in October. Again, there's a lot of hydration stations open at that time in Munich in October. So that could be a possible run in the long term as well.
Oh, right.
Excellent.
Watch this space then.
Yeah.
Watch this space. Okay, so Andy's been out and recorded a very special interview with Fairlands Valley Spartans' own husband and wife coaching duo, Dave and Tessa Stevenson, and he's been picking up some top tips.
Okay, well, this evening we're with Dave and Tessa Stevenson, good friends of the Fab Four. You've helped all of us start our running career, so good evening to both of you.
Good evening.
What we wanted to do is find out a little bit more about yourselves and find out your background in running. So how did you get involved with running originally?
I was through school. I had to do a school sports day, so I had to pick an event, so I thought I'll go to high jump.
Right.
And that was the start of it, really. From then I joined a running club and took up high jump and hurdles and 400 metres.
Fantastic. What about yourself, Dave?
I got fed up with waiting around for Tessa at road races.
Oh, right.
So 15 years ago, I started running just so that I didn't have to hang around and look after everybody's bags and keys.
So you're fairly new to it then?
15 years.
15 years, yeah. Okay.
Fairly new.
Excellent.
Compared to me, it's over 7 years.
Yeah, still fairly new. Excellent. So we said about having the top 10 tips or just 10 tips for new runners and established runners, things that we may forget as runners, and if you like, it's back to basics. So what do you think, what's your first tip for us?
I'd say the first tip is make sure you've got good shoes, because obviously it can lead on to injuries if you don't, and comfort factors obviously very important.
Okay. Excellent. And when you say make sure you've got proper shoes, you mean getting them measured and sort of getting your gait analysed, that sort of stuff as well?
Advise that, yes. Most running shops, good running shops do that.
Okay. Brilliant. Okay. What about number two?
Well, next stage on from there, get proper clothing. Or appropriate clothing. We most of us wear technical t-shirts and things which are reasonably cheaply available. But don't wear too much so you don't want to overheat while you're running, and don't wear too little so you freeze while you're running.
Okay.
So just be a bit careful.
Okay. When you say technical t-shirts, what do you mean?
Rather than cotton t-shirts, which tend to get wet, and then go cold, you get technical t-shirts which wick the sweat away and keep you warmer.
Excellent. Okay, yeah. I remember you said about wicking stuff away. It's it's good to know what it actually means. It's brilliant. Okay, so that's two. What about number three?
When actually starting to run or jog, whichever's best, start off nice and steady. Try not to do too much too soon. Okay. So rather than doing 20 minutes, it's best to start with 5 minutes until you get used to what you're doing.
Okay. Okay, and does that help? That must help your body get used to it as well, I would imagine.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
Okay, fantastic. And number four?
Get into a nice, easy rhythm and relax when you're running. So just try and get a nice, constant breathing rate, nice, constant leg speed. So you get nuts and tie your breathing into your running, and you'll find it's much easier that way.
Okay.
So rather than puffing and panting, just try and get it nice and even and regulate your speed so that you can breathe easily.
Yeah, I remember you saying that to me when I first started. I think you once said it was if you couldn't hold a conversation, you're going a little bit too quick as a beginner.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah. I mean, just to start with, your aim is to start running steadily. So nice and easy, and you should be able to hold a conversation.
Okay, fantastic. That's a great tip. And Tessa, number five.
Number five is try and develop a relaxed style. So once you've got used to running and you can hold a conversation, then maybe think about what your arms are doing. Try and get them to run forward, you know, go back and forwards rather than across your body, which okay. quite a few people do.
Yeah.
And just generally think about striding out a bit more.
Okay. I know as a club at the Spartans, we generally do a Saturday morning session where they do some quite good drills. Is that something that's recommended once you're sort of running fairly regularly?
Yes, I think it's a good idea. Again, it's something different, an extra bit of training that you can do. And
go on, keep going.
It's also it's just another sort of training to do rather than just running on the roads or cross country.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, brilliant. We'll give that a go, no doubt. Dave, number six.
Be aware of what's happening around you when you're running. It's too easy to forget, and you're concentrating on what you're doing. You're not seeing what's coming up behind you, what's coming in front of you, where people are going and what's happening. If you're wearing earphones, it means you can't hear what's going on around you. And in a group, if the coach is trying to tell you something for your safety, you may not be able to hear.
Mm.
So earphones are not good when you're running. In the group, so you can and just look around and enjoy what's happening. In the summer, when we get to go out and in the countryside, you can hear the birds singing and whatever,
yeah.
whatever you like.
Now that is a really good tip, because I know that when I've marshalled races and when I've been in races, you often see people just paying no attention at all apart from what they're doing, and it's really frustrating for marshals as well.
Yeah. And listen to what the coaches are saying, and if they say yeah. keep left.
Yeah.
Rather than just wandering around.
Absolutely. Okay. What about number seven?
Number seven. If a runner or yourself get into a place where you think you've got a problem with your foot or your feet, your arms, then it's best to seek proper advice rather than just trying to treat it yourself. Because sometimes if you get it quick enough, one session with a physiotherapist or an osteopath do the trick, whereas if you just let it go on and on, it just accelerates the problem into something really bad.
I know you can get on the internet now and you can go on YouTube and you can see all these fantastic ways of massaging your legs and everything else, but I suppose if you don't know what the problem actually is, you don't know whether you're giving it the right treatment, do you?
No, that's it. Once you've been maybe to the initial session, you might not need to go back again, but it's just they do give you very good advice. And they tell you if you can massage it or ice it or whatever, and that's always a good thing.
That's brilliant. That's a really top bit of advice. And normally you can find some good reputable physios on the internet and also on...
You get by a recommendation from other people around you.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I suppose recommendation is the best form, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's good.
What about number nine, Dave?
Number eight, even.
Is it number eight, is it? Right
yes.
Now? Oh, okay. Number eight.
Pick a goal for your running. A lot of people start running that's saying, I've entered the marathon or I've entered the half marathon, I want to do this. Others just come along just to do a bit of running. But try and think about some aim for your running, which might be, I want to go and do a 5K race, a 10K race. It might just be, I want to be able to run all the intervals in a session.
Okay.
So just some minor goals. So you can see how you're improving and when you've got there, then you can decide, well, I'll do this is my next goal, and just keep you progressing. And it keeps you motivated and gives you some point to your running.
Okay, so I mean, do you normally have sort of short, medium, and long-term goals yourselves, or?
Oh yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's one of those things that we have major goals. Oh, I have major goals. That's the whole point of what I do.
Right.
And as long as things don't interfere with it, I'll do other things in between, just to sort of keep myself going.
Right. Okay, brilliant. Number nine then, Tessa.
Number nine. Talk to other people about your running and your experiences, because there are lots of people out there with lots of experience. And it's always good to hear what they have to say, and they'll be interested to hear what you have to say. And it's surprising what ideas you get from just hearing what people have done in the past.
That's one of the reasons we've got both of you coming onto the podcast, because 37 years and 15 years experience, as Fab Four haven't got anywhere near that.
You will have, and you guys
sort of help bring us through, and it's good to actually, if you like, hear it from the source rather than sort of third party. So it's really, I agree with that wholeheartedly, it's really good. And number 10.
Number 10, finally, enjoy yourself. It's what we're here for. Most of us are never going to be world beaters, but we're here to get something out of it, enjoy it. And if you enjoy it, that's when you'll carry on. You get more out of it over time.
I have to admit, it has changed my life totally, and I know it has changed the rest of Fab Four's lives totally. It puts a smile on your face, doesn't it?
Oh, it does.
And you can always see a happy runner, can't you?
And you feel much better for it as well.
Something to look forward to as well, isn't it?
She says it's becoming into winter.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Okay, well, look, thank you very much for giving up your time.
Thank you.
It's really good to sit down and talk to you and find out a bit more about yourselves as runners, and also get some 10 really good tips as well. So that should be our next podcast. So listen away. It's available to download. It should be on our website, which is www.runningwiththefab4.co.uk. So thank you very much for your time.
Thank you again.
Okay, moving on. I guess this is over to you, Nick. Gadget Corner. What have you got for us this month?
Oh, this month? Well, first of all, as part of Gadget Corner, I'd like to make an apology to some certain individuals. I was doing my chat about cupcakes or compression socks. I did liken some elite athletes to schoolgirls, so I'd like to apologise to Captain Cupcake Carter, King of the Cupcakes, Jamie Drakeford, who I know also wears the white cupcakes as well, and also Trevor Setterfield, who does be known to wear white cupcakes. That's my apology over with. Now, for Gadget Corner this time round, I'm going to cover about running in the dark at night time.
Interesting. We're listening. Very topical.
Indeed.
Yeah. As you know, the nights are drawing in, and the various roads in this area are very dangerous. You know, even during the day, they're quite treacherous. You know, holes in the road, people tripping over when running. I know, Steve, you actually saw it firsthand during one of the training sessions you took out.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, it could only happen on my watch, couldn't it? But unfortunately, we had one of the runners tripping over like a root that had crept across the path underneath the pavements. But it was a nasty situation, which thankfully
that's
got sorted out.
That's good news. Good news. And the thing is, also running at night, you want to be able to see where you're going, and also you want other pedestrians, maybe other runners, to see you as well.
If we had that sort of facility, that would be ideal.
Mm. Yeah, you know, unfortunately, we haven't got a running track with floodlights we can use every day of the week.
I sense there's a gadget coming up here that might be able to answer our...
It's more like I've been doing a bit of investigation, what to use. And I've seen in my time a lot of runners running at night wearing the high-vis jackets, the bibs, the reflective bands.
Mm.
Make sure they're seen.
Very sensible.
And also, lately, I've seen some runners wearing a... it's like a headband with a torch on the top.
Right.
Yeah, so they look superb.
They're very attractive.
Very attractive indeed. Yeah, I'm thinking maybe you can get a torch for a gadget belt as well, maybe, so you can run along with the torch sort of like shining from your waist as you run along.
Right.
Would you look like a Dalek if you've got a torch up the top?
Maybe, but if it works,
I'm glad you actually explained the torch at the top there.
Yeah. not torch. Not tall friend.
Well, the gadget belt, yeah.
Also, you know, it does cost a lot of money getting all this high vis gear and that. So maybe a cheap way is get a miner's helmet maybe to wear during the run.
Yeah.
Or get a job as a road worker. They've got high reflective jackets and just go straight from work.
So. Excellent. So that's some nice little tips there.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Be seen, but I mean, it's one thing being seen, but it's another being able to see, isn't it?
That's the idea, yeah.
That's the thing.
Yeah, I know it can be quite distracting as you're running and you see lights sort of behind you just panning across as you're running. Where runners are actually, instead of wearing the headgear, they're actually carrying a torch. So as their arms are moving, you don't actually know what they're doing, which is...
A recent training session, we had someone carry a torch and there's a bike light, and it was like a strobe light in the background, so it looked quite cool running in front of that, you know.
Smart.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, great. So is any future for that one? Have you got any little... projects lined up or any little money making exercises on that one?
Not at the moment, but you never know. Watch this space. Oh,
if only one. You could invent a solar light that worked at night.
Oh, that'd be good, wouldn't it? That'd be perfect. A solar light that worked at night. Got me thinking there.
There you go.
You've even got the. I can even see that on the packaging.
Absolutely. Now. Solar light. Yeah. Oh, I don't know if equine technology could come into effect as well, possibly. And I'm a big fan of equine technology.
Yeah, well, I mean, they do eat carrots, don't they?
We eat carrots, yeah. So you get to see in the dark, you never know.
Gadget corner, then. Learn something
it's
new
go,
every
it?
Time.
It's all...
Moving on, hastily. Some of the Spartan members, or at least two of them, are making a little trip across to the States.
Well, absolutely, yeah. I mean, as you know, Sharon named us the Fab Four.
Yeah.
And she's... I think herself and her mate Jane are off to or invading New York, I think is the best term for it. They're not having a weekend away, they're having a whole week shopping.
You have to say poor old Jane, don't you? But
well,
then,
I know,
but then
but
having said that,
yeah,
you know,
I'm not sure who the influence is
exactly.
Could you say poor old New York as well, maybe?
Yeah. I think that's probably more the good point. So we thought it'd be a good idea if we set them some tasks. So the four of us have each come up with a task that we need to set for these two whilst they're away, because they're going to be looking for things to do, I'm sure.
Mm.
We'll start off with you, Andy. Or
yeah, we can if you like. I mean, I've heard rumours that in America things are bigger than they are in the UK, and it's something I'd thought we could explore while Sharon and Jane are out there, so I think it'd be quite good.
Right.
And obviously there's a lot of heroes out in New York, and I just thought it'd be a great opportunity to see if we could get a photo of the twins with some firemen with their hoses, just to see if what we've heard is actually true.
Hoses and helmets as well.
Hoses and helmets, absolutely. Yeah.
Hoses and helmets.
And if they've got lights on them, it'd be even better because they're Gadget's Corner. We could test every theory out.
So we need to see the twins with hoses and helmets.
In the dark.
In the dark. Fantastic. That should be easy enough to do, shouldn't it?
Yeah. Dead easy. I can't see that being hard at all.
There's a fireman on every corner
in
New York.
Yeah.
And they're all on the post for pictures with the twins.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Excellent.
What could possibly go wrong?
Yeah. Okay, that's task number one for them. Task number two, Nick?
Yeah, well, the task I like to give them to do is that I know in the evening they're going to get bored, and as you know, Sharon's got a very intriguing singing style.
A voice
voice which is one in a million, one in a billion, you could say. And, you know, only us here in the UK have had the chance to sample her singing.
That's right.
So I think it could be an opportunity for her to go stateside, you know.
Well, yeah.
Well, you hear a lot of bands that go and try to crack the US, don't you?
Yeah, and no better place than to head to
Indeed.
The Big Apple.
Indeed, absolutely.
So maybe, I was thinking, maybe herself and Jane could try and find one of those trendy karaoke bars in New York.
Right.
And maybe they could go up on the stage and sing that all-time classic, New York, New York.
So good they named it twice.
Exactly.
Absolutely, I'm liking that.
How are we going to evidence that? Are we going to have a check-in or something?
I think, to be honest, we'll be able to hear her. So.
Well, that's... Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, in fairness, they've got phones, haven't they?
They can record.
Yeah. We won't have to be a long recording. We don't need a long recording, but we just need a little touch of evidence on that one.
Maybe just a photograph, so that'll do. No sound.
Okay. Jason?
Right, I've actually had a bit of change of heart on what I was going to say, and thinking especially along Sharon's line of things is that she does like the odd bit of pole dancing. So
that
maybe
has been rumoured, isn't it?
So maybe sort of at the Statue of Liberty, maybe there might be a lamppost there that she could swing around or hang off of with a photo or two.
Ooh. Oh, yes.
Yeah, that could, yeah.
Ooh. Oh, I'm liking that. I like it. Yeah. What, the photos? You know what I mean? I'm liking the idea.
You're liking the task.
The task. The task that is. Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, we'll go
so
for that
three
one.
Tasks. What's the fourth task?
Well, I'll go for a nice, easy one, I think, because when you're in New York, you know, you're going to go and do a bit of sightseeing, aren't you?
Yeah.
So I think that we need a photograph from as high up as possible. So top of the Empire State Building, top of wherever, you know, just a panoramic view from very high up with them in it.
With them in it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Because otherwise you can just go and get a postcard, can't they?
That's very true.
So that's the four tasks then. We'll see how they'll cope with that one. There's the pole dancing from Jason. There's the twins' helmets and hoses from Andy.
Yep, absolutely.
Nick's was the karaoke of them singing New York, New York, and mine was the photograph.
You want them to get as high as possible.
From very high up. Yeah. As high as possible.
Yeah. As high as possible.
Yeah, they're not going to Amsterdam.
Gadget's question then.
Yeah, well, what happened? I attended a major hydration session about a couple of months back with all the various Spartans, and it got me thinking, you know, I'd like to know, why do certain runners run? So my question was, I went up to various Spartans during the hydration session and I asked them, why do you run? And I got some interesting answers.
I'm with Katrina here. Katrina, why do you run?
Because I love it.
On the Rhine here. The Rhine. Why do you run?
It releases stress and it saves
happy
me from
hormones.
Yeah, and it's good for my sex life. And I don't drink as much then. I run
the moment.
Thank you very much, Lorraine. This is Maria. Why do you run?
Because I like the people I run with.
Thank you very much, Princess Maria. Okay, I'm with Mr. Phil Rushton. Phil, why do you run?
Why?
Yeah.
Because I like to, I don't know why I run. I run because I want to, if there's a war, I want to be able to run to London and get a message there, you know? Nice one, Phil. Cheers, mate. I'm with the leisure Mr. Richard Sibling. Richard, why do you run?
Because I like going out in a group of people, socialising, and also keeps me fit and allows me to eat.
Fair enough. Thank you, Richard. And Sarah, why do you run?
Because I
have. Love it, Sarah. Thank you very much. Right, I'm with Tracy here. Tracy, why do you run?
I run because I like to keep fit and I like the challenge and I love the company of all my running buddies and it's a really good thing to do and I've been doing it for 10 years and it's fantastic.
Fair enough. Okay, and we've seven set of tools. Trev, why do you run? To have fun.
Certainly some interesting answers in amongst that lot. And, plenty of food for thought there.
It's good news, especially if World War III breaks out, that Phil's running expertise will be able to warn London of the enemy on their way.
It's got lots of uses, hasn't it, this running lot?
Is the
getting the message across.
And there's more runners more happier than others about running.
Yeah.
And the benefits of running.
Yeah, wow. Absolutely. Just mentioning no names. Yeah. From our little South African.
Indeed.
Oh, right. Oh, that answer. Yes.
Yeah, I expect Charlie's quite happy about that. Yeah. The fact that she's running.
Okay, so what have we got coming up then?
Coming up, yeah. You going to dig a deeper hole or? What we've got, the only thing I've got coming up now is the club I've got a 10 mile race on. So I'm going to give that a go. I'm not doing a 25th anniversary Stevenage Half Marathon. I was going to do that, but I'm putting that away. I've done that now for Peter Bower. So
you've been there, done that.
I've got my time that I wanted. I'm not going to...
Got your T-shirt.
Very nice T-shirt, actually. Really good T-shirt this year.
Going to have to start running again, Jay, because I'm getting shorter T-shirts.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I've still got my medals hanging on my curtain pole in the bedroom, so I keep gazing up at them and thinking I need to add to that. So... Yeah. I do prefer a medal than a T-shirt, I must admit. But
do you?
Yeah, okay. I think so. I had sort of packed my T-shirts away with all my other bits and pieces, so but I need to dig a few back out again. And
are we going to set a title? Let's have a go at Silverstone. Come on, let's put Silverstone down. I want to do Silverstone.
I don't want to do Silverstone. I want to do Milton Keynes. Milton Keynes half.
I'll do Silverstone as well because I've never run Silverstone.
Oh, no, if the three of you are doing it, I've got to do it now.
That's four of us doing Silverstone then.
There you go.
And then Andy's going to do Milton Keynes the week after or whatever it is as well.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So the Fab Four are going to be doing the Silverstone. We better get press releases out. And
Is it in March?
Yeah. Nick's injured period. So it gives the rest of us a chance and you have to catch up a bit.
If we're doing Silverstone half, are we going to do the Milton Keynes Marathon in April? Are you going to commit to that?
I'd certainly want to do a marathon, and if I can do it, I'd like to do Milton Keynes.
Okay.
I don't know.
The other two have been very quiet, aren't they?
Goes on that.
Okay, you can commit to Silverstone, and I don't get a place in London. I'll do Milton Keynes as well.
Cool.
All right.
That's the big question, of course. Yes. Will we get into London? So let's wait until after a certain event in the start of December, which Nick will bring up in a minute.
Yeah.
When we'll know a bit more about London.
Yeah. Cool.
And I don't know. I'm up for going for a marathon around that time.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, I'm sure I could be persuaded. Yeah.
Nice. Oh, yes. We've got him.
Excellent.
The Jaster is back.
Yes.
Good. So. What have you got coming up, Nick?
Well, obviously, coming up in the next beginning of December, we've got the Spartans Christmas Party, or Spartavision, as it's known.
Yes, we have, haven't we?
Yeah, and, I did some forward thinking, because they've asked Spartans to represent various countries around Europe. Actually, he's gone included Australia, so don't know how that is, but...
Australia?
Yeah, I believe, I think Tracy's gone for Australia. Maybe she can't refer that to Austria, and...
Oh, okay, yeah,
but
yeah.
I don't know why. Right. But anyway, I took the liberty to put us, the Fab Four, to represent a certain country, which I know a certain Spartan has a strong allegiance to. And the country I've chosen us to represent is Greece.
Okay, Jay, I think we've been stitched up here, because we haven't been around too much recently, and I think half of the Fab Four have ganged up to...
It's
a little treat for the rest of us.
This is all above board, they've asked us to all go in like a native dress. You know, we don't go dress as Greek gods or Greek traditional folk dress.
But thankfully,
I thought we might go as Greek waiters. You know, that'd be quite easy. Just tea towel over the arm, shirt, trousers, done.
Yeah,
maybe a little black moustache as well. Maybe.
So you say it's a tribute to a certain member.
It is indeed, yes. Someone we know we look up to for his fitness advice, and he's a certain sort of item of clothing he's known for as well, which sometimes we wear as well when going running.
Is that to feature in this?
Maybe.
Okay.
We don't want to give too much away until the night, of course.
And when is this? This is early December.
Early December.
Fourth of December, I believe.
Yeah, first Friday in December. Yeah. Like that, yeah.
Fantastic. Can't wait for that one. Really looking forward to it.
I expect you're taking the lead vocals, are you?
Oh, well, okay then. That's only fair enough, is it?
Okay.
It will definitely be a group effort, though.
Definitely a group effort. Yeah. All right, so you're working on that one over the next couple of weeks, and no doubt we'll be told what we're doing, Jay.
Yeah. Oh, sure, we'll just have to toe the line as to what we've got to do and what we've got to sing or shout or...
But I will make sure we'll be towards the end of the evening, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's that's a given. It's either very late or not at all for some of us.
Yeah.
Okay, well, no doubt there's going to be plenty to talk about in the next podcast. Hopefully we'll all be back up and running then, and well on our way to training for things around March and April time.
Sounds good.